A dispute between two Sutton landowners highlights the challenges of zoning in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the borough's Board of Adjustment was called to weigh in on Wednesday on a clash between two legal but incompatible businesses.
A shooting range operating in Sutton has drawn criticism from an adjoining landowner. Chris Rose, who owns 20 acres in Sutton, says he has planned for years to use his land as a wedding event venue in partnership with an Anchorage florist.
Folks in Sutton are concerned, justifiably so, about protecting the investments in their properties. And that's why we have a Sutton Comprehensive Plan. That's why we have a special land use district. People like me rely on those things before we make investments in our property.
But about a year ago, Rose says he noted the sound of gunfire welling up over the bluff that separates his land from the Matanuska River. That sound was coming from a shooting range operated by Alaska Tactical on property owned by Anchorage brothers Jim and Tim Kane. The Kanes own JTAC, a business that they call a training facility that they run on their Sutton property. Tim Kane.
Well, JTAC doesn't do the training. We just provide a facility for anybody who needs an outdoor recreational area to provide whatever services they have as a business, and we lease the property to those people.
Kane says when JTAC opened, no borough permit was required.
We operated for two seasons and we didn't have any complaints. Nobody approached us. You know, we attended the Sutton Community Council meetings to keep them up to date.
But Alaska Tactical, a JTAC lessee, used the land for a private shooting range without a permit for a year and a half before anyone complained. That complaint prompted the Kanes to get a special use permit, which was approved by the Borough Planning Commission. And the Sutton Community Council weighed in favor of the permit, according to Community Council Communications Secretary Claudia Dolphy. Dolphy says that shooting is a Sutton pastime and that there are 14 private shooting ranges in the area.
At this point, having talked to neighbors and community members, it's been discussed that if we had an outdoor shooting range and an indoor shooting range, same location, we'd all purchase memberships. We wouldn't shoot on our property anymore. It's just more convenient. I think it would be a great advantage to our community.
Dolphy says the shooting range could lead to area jobs. But Rose appealed the Planning Commission's decision to the borough's Board of Adjustment. Rose says the shooting range violates the Sutton Comprehensive Use Plan.
I don't think anybody could have reasonably thought that the borough would allow a shooting range in a residential area, and that's really what this is all about, particularly on the thin record that was presented to the Planning Commission in the first place.
In a judicial proceeding in Palmer on Wednesday, attorneys for the Kanes and Rose argued their cases. In the end, the three-member Board of Adjustment decided unanimously in favor of the Planning Commission's decision to issue the shooting range permit. Rose said Thursday that the shooting range permit is not based on substantial evidence, but he has not decided yet if he will appeal the board's decision. If he does, the case moves to state superior court. I'm Ellen Lockyer.